Oh, I'm so glad you guys decided to go on this hike with me. And that you didn't come here during the tourist season. I mean, Iceland is packed with tourists during the summer. And the sun actually sets. And it's still too early for the polar night, even if the sun sets quite early. Oh, I love this trail. I mean, here you can see the timeless nature and all lava formations. Oh, by the way, do you know anything about Icelandic mythology or folklore? Ah, yes. Looks like your husband likes Marvel, right? Yes, Odin and Thor and Loki. Even if Loki was always one of my favorite gods, I never imagined him as handsome as Marvel did. There are many other gods and goddesses as well, like Freyr and Freya, Heimdallr, Vidar, Bragi, Njörður. Yes, that's how they are pronounced in Icelandic. Like Asgard, what the fuck? It should be Ásgarður and not some freaking name for a porn film. I mean, Asgard. My favorite Norse god has always been Baldur. You know, the one who could only be killed with mistletoe. Yeah, he's the god of beauty, joy, and peace, and innocence. Then there are scary creatures in Icelandic folklore like Hultufolk and Draugar. Hultufolk means hidden people, and I'm not exactly sure how they look like. Some Icelanders say that they're small elves, and some say that they look just like normal people do, but the part between their nose and mouth is completely flat. Have you seen the roads go around some big rocks in Reykjavik? You have? Yeah, that's because people believe that those rocks belong to these hidden people and nobody wants to disturb them, and that's why they don't move the rocks. Interesting, isn't it? They are usually nice. Once I heard that if a woman of hidden people that had hard time giving birth, she would ask a regular woman to help her, and then the Hultu woman, the hidden woman, would then show her gratitude by keeping the regular family's storehouse full of grain and meat. And Draugar, they are undead people, like, kind of like intelligent corpses. not like zombies, but like, yeah. They are intelligent. And when I was here in the university, I had to take a mandatory course about all these scary folklore things. Like, you remember when I told you that the Icelandic women used to take their unwanted babies out into the woods and leave them there to die? Or throw them into waterfalls? Yeah, those baby ghosts are nasty, man. I had nightmares every night during that course. Ah, oh, looks like the wind is getting stronger and stronger. What if we call it a night and build our tents here and get some rest? Then we can wake up early in the morning and head to the hot spring. Yeah? Okay, let's do it. Yes, I'm sure I will sleep in my own tent. Otherwise I will be sleeping between you two because I don't want to listen to any baby-making sounds. Yeah, this looks like a good place for the tents. Oh, okay. Let's close this here. I hope the wind won't get any stronger tonight. Okay, I'm so glad I'm alone now. These long johns are hideous. But my sleeping bag looks so comfortable. Good night, all you trolls and elves out there. What the fuck? Who are you? Who the fuck are you? What are you doing in my tent? Baldur? Yes, and I'm Aphrodite. Now get the I'm dreaming. Right. Well, why did you come here? I was hoping to experience Thor's hammer, Mjölnir, or perhaps find out if the Allfather is all he's cracked up to be, or maybe even play a few tricks with Loki. But you are my fave god after all. Can you prove it, that you're one of Æsir, the son of Odin, the brother of Thor? Well, you do look like a god. I want to get out of this. Well, thank you. Now, are you going to prove it to me? Hello there. Oh, I need to dream about Norse gods on top of me more often. Why did you come into my tent? We could have gone to your place. Now I get it. Breidablik is the cleanest and purest place in all the universes. We couldn't possibly stay there. Let me leave my shirt. That tongue. Let me see how you're licking my nipple. Yes. You're so hard against me. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to taste you. I want to see how well endowed you gods are. Whoa. Hey, don't touch me there. Hey, don't touch me there. Let me enjoy you. Hey, you're distracting me. Okay, well, fine.
Oh, I can't. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, fingers too. Okay. Oh, I can accept that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I'm so close. I'm so close. I want you inside. Oh. Oh, I want you inside me now. Oh, now, please. Oh, and I want you to come inside me, please. Yes, please. I want you inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 Oh, please. Please. So lightheaded. Could you please come visit my dreams more often? Fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold me. You're so warm. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. Why?
Is it? Oh, is it morning already? Oh, I feel so good. That was a wonderful dream. Oh, I have to tell them. I'm sure they will tease me about it. I mean, fucking with one of the Norse gods. It sounds so random. But he was all I ever imagined. And more. There's something in my hair. What? Oh, is this a mistletoe?